So, out in public, getting tortured sexually with audio. And then they mock, like from Fort Bragg County, where the criminals that got turned in. Hear my teeth? That's attempted murder, publicly. 160 years you'll get. 80 for me, 80 for my daughter. Because they've been turned in, all of them. Still torturing about my daughter. A facility that can never make me give up my daughter. Because you want to make a prostitute. And images are corrections, holograms, and they're criminals they have sex with. And they help. Why don't you tell the judge's wife you think you can use a victim? He can use my daughter, and she works at elementary school, and you started using my daughter at elementary school, and you tried to human traffic me for elementary school. Self-torturing. I'm the victim from day one. Facility's trying to preoccupy my mind in a way that would get me in a what, psych ward to commit suicide? Mental hospital images of her. Get the fuck out of life trying to kill for them. Facility trying to kill for them. Trying to kill, murder for them. For suicide for them. You'll never be shit to me. There ain't no vice versa, you fucking sloppy dick looking bitch. All of them sloppy ass fags. You're sloppy faggots. How you earn your makeover? You're a sloppy faggot. Sloppily made faggot. I know everything. Sloppily made faggots. Trying to preoccupy my mind with technology to kill me. Because I'm turning people in. You're stupid. Because it's a wrongful conviction like anybody else. It's a lawsuit like anybody else. You just wanted it to be like a homicide. You wanted prostitute drug dealers and gang members to win something. Corrupt corrections, cops, and attorney. You wanted to lie about a homicide. In San Antonio. My daughter's father, he already told me homicide was taken off the table. Who'd you talk to? It wasn't the judge. Who was it that you talked to? Who? Yeah, right. Shit for the Hernandezes. Who'd you talk to when you're an attorney who likes clientele? Don't tell me gossiping prostitutes. From TDCJ, and same thing as gossiping Bear County for cocksuckers. And I'm not shit to your trashy ass, sloppy ass correction. I had a boyfriend in prison. And they can't say they didn't even know. Because you weren't needed. My boyfriend been in prison before for 10 years. Only he was needed. Everything that people do, he does. Audio, Spanish. You're not needed. He's black. I don't want a fucking Mexican ever in my life to touch me. Me. Now you. Go fuck your dad. Yeah, I didn't fuck my dad. But you did. All you standing up for rape in Mexico, fuck your dad. Go take your daughter with you. Since a bunch of Mexican trash likes to impede on my rehabilitation by telling me how their daddy fucked their daughter too. When you just keep your dumb ass away from me since you don't snitch. I'm owed millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Otto Wamber got $500 million. I'm tortured just like him. In prison and out, now documenting it. Because TDCJ never tells the truth. And nobody counts a volunteer of a slop. I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of being tortured. For an accident that was their fault. Failed to yield the right away. For an accident that never went to trial. You're stupid. Gossiping for a bunch of people who have a hole in their face for a cop. Even faggots. Your hole in your face is made for one thing, dick. Not to talk. Not to speak. That's why half of you don't have teeth. Because you talk too much when you are so little. You're not shit. So you can't put technology in, NSA, to preoccupy my head, my mind. Because you think they tell the future and they don't. Starting 2015. You know, the year Khalif Browder died. And you start using me, my daughter's family, and Akeem Browder's family. You know, he died on my brother's birthday. And a facility can't start trying to have us murdered, ruined. I don't mean shit. I don't mean shit. Are you sure about that? Because he didn't ask for that to happen. And I didn't ask for that to happen. You just used us to blame us for something you do. Not something we do. Because though I'm trained civil affairs with PSYOPs, we don't do that nasty shit they do. Because we're all trained murderers. Trained killer. Y'all do y'all shit out of what? Envy, spite, jealousy. All these emotions we don't have. And you're still fucking with me from a facility. Me, the wrongfully convicted. Me, like the wrongfully convicted white official who got shot in the fucking head. You know, like him. Like that. The same facility that does PSYOP for cops and security. Because you're the same one that tried to kill me in security. Yeah, right, stupid bitch. Put an image of the Hernandezes. You wish you could try to come up with some story and you told the future somehow. They aren't a part of my future. You don't have sex with me. You don't know me. Like, you came to the bar to try to know me. You don't know me and I didn't invite you. I'm at work getting exploited sexually. And you know, what's obstruction of justice? What's being bullied? This is being bullied in another way in Texas. This is another way. Because it's using PSYOP, Texas. It's PSYOP when it's a PSYOP case that nobody wants to own up to. And I'm the only woman involved and you want me murdered? Murder? Suicide? Because you believe in things that you don't explain to the public? In your profession? Certain people? Not all of them. I dated a Vegas attorney once. Didn't drink, didn't do drugs, didn't smoke cigarettes. And never once had a conversation about believing in any of that shit. And he was an attorney. From Vegas. It's a facility trying to do this for corrupt corrections, cops and attorneys. Bexar County, TDCJ. Coming up with lies of a homicide. To kill me for criminals, cops, attorneys, and corrections who are all lying together because they all thought they were special. So how many times in your lifetime have you done this thinking you're special and you actually believed it because you're lying about a soldier because you want to kill an innocent soldier? Yeah, right. And you're not even that to think you could touch one, especially image between my legs. And a rape victim. That means you're a psychosexual sociopath that should lose your fucking job. And go to prison, rapist. And let me tell you something. There was never anything about lowlife faggot. Years ago reported. And I'm not gay, so you can't chase me. Because that's the charge. And I have a daughter. You can't chase her. You can't even talk about a kid that's not yours. When I'm not gay. And you're jealous of the girlfriend I had at the time. Like the first victim she had, where they almost killed because they didn't want her. Years ago reported. Like corrections that they fucked. Like their group of criminals from Bexar County. Your trashy ass, trash of the trash. You know, the cockmouth whore. You hear my teeth? I'm not the hood rat. Y'all are. I'm a paralegal like Lee Maris, an attorney. I study the biggest attorneys in the world to do my own case. The biggest attorney. And I do the exact same thing they do. But I'm honest on another level. Because I have different kind of witness statements. To prove I was tortured. You know, statements from the military. Because you cannot lie about me. Because I don't lie. And that's also from Martha McSally. The senator, her soldier. She said we write our own sworn statements, write everything down, a white soldier. We don't lie. Like Otto Wambier wouldn't have lied and Khalif Browder wouldn't have lied. We get tortured. Because we are innocent. And we cry. In New York, it might have been different because he's fighting and fighting. Their technology and their prison is probably different. It's New York. Technology and TDCJ, I can explain it all. All of it.